Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Just one prep sporting event from yesterday in girls tennis. Fairmont, they beat United South Central 7-0. Busy night in prep sports tonight. Let's start with volleyball. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to host Tri-City United. That will start at 7. Glenville, Emmons, they're going to host Houston at 7:15. Lake Mills will host Belmont, Clemmie. That's a 7 o'clock start. And Northwood, Kensett on the road at Nashua Plainfield. That will start at 7. Boys and girls cross country today. Albert Lea competes in a meet at Meadow Greens Golf Course in Austin starting at 4. And Lake Mills and Northwood Kensett will compete in a meet at Mason City. That will start at 4:30. Couple of matchups in girls tennis. Albert Lea is going to host Owatonna at 4:45. USC will host Le Sueur Henderson at 4:15. And in boys soccer, Albert Lea, they kick off the season at Triton. That will start at 7. The Minnesota Vikings have been dealt their first injury setback of the season with knee surgery scheduled for tight end Irv Smith Jr. The procedure on Smith's meniscus will likely sideline him for at least a few games. The timetable for his return won't be known until after the surgery this week by team physician Dr. Christopher Larson. Now, Tyler Conklin, he'll be the leading man at the position for now. Coach Mike Zimmer says the depth behind Conklin is, quote, not good. Bailey Ober pitched 6 solid innings, and Josh Donaldson's 2-run homer helped the Minnesota Twins beat Detroit in a makeup game yesterday 3-2. The Chicago Cubs, they're in town for a couple of games at Target Field starting tonight. Zach Davies on the mound for Chicago. He's 6-10, ERA of 5. John Gant will go for the Twins. He's 4-8 with an ERA of 4. Pregame, 6:30, first pitch at 7:10. Speaking of baseball, the National League East and West races are a little closer this morning after the Milwaukee Brewers, they beat San Francisco, and the Dodgers, they beat Atlanta. Now, Corbin Burns furnished an RBI single and held San Francisco to a run and 4 hits over 6 innings as the Brewers beat the Giants 3-1. The Dodgers, they homered 4 times. They built a 5-0 lead by the 3rd inning as they beat the Braves 5-3. The Giants' lead in the NL West is down to a game and a half over the Dodgers. The Braves find themselves just 3.5 games in front of Philadelphia in the NL East. In Milwaukee, their lead is pretty good over Cincinnati in the NL Central. They're now up by 9.5. Other baseball scores. Bryce Harper hit a first-inning homer, and the Phillies earned their 4th straight win. They outscored the Nationals 7-4. John Lester allowed 1 hit while pitching into the 7th inning. Cardinals down the Reds 3-1. San Diego, they're within a half game of the Reds for the 2nd NL wild card after Fernando Tatis Jr. delivered a homer, double, also had 3 RBIs. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 7-5. Brandon Lowe hit his career-high 31st homer of the season. Rays beat the Red Sox 6-1. Tampa Bay's lead in the AL East is up to 7. Again, Tampa won. The Yankees, they got beat by the Angels 8-7. Houston's 4-3 victory over Seattle puts the Astros 6 games ahead of second place Oakland in the American League West. Vladimir Guerrero drove in 4 runs with his 37th and 38th homers to support Robbie Ray. The Blue Jays, they dumped the Orioles 7-3. And A.J. Alexi won his Major League debut, pitching 1-hit ball through 5 shutout innings as the Rangers beat the Rockies 4-3. Second-ranked Oklahoma and Tulane have announced that their season opener this weekend has been moved from New Orleans to Norman, Oklahoma, in the fallout, of course, from Hurricane Ida. The Sooners said conditions in New Orleans were not favorable to host a game this weekend. The displaced New Orleans Saints have begun the practice in Arlington, Texas, after Louisiana was hit hard by Hurricane Ida. Saints players and staff, along with about 120 family members, relocated to North Texas in advance of the storm. Now, Coach Sean Payton says the Saints will practice through Wednesday at AT&T Stadium. That's the home of the Dallas Cowboys. That is before a previously planned break before the start of the regular season. The Indianapolis Colts have put starting quarterback Carson Wentz, starting center Ryan Kelly, and starting receiver Zach Pascual on the reserve COVID-19 list. They joined two-time Pro Bowl left tackle Eric Fisher on the list after Fisher tested positive last week. 3-time All-Pro Quentin Nelson came off the list Monday, 4 days after he was deemed a close contact to Fisher. And the United States women's hockey team has advanced to the gold medal game at the World Championship for the 20th time. Alex Carpenter and Abby Murphy scored in the second period of the Americans' 3-0 shutout of Finland. The 5-time defending champions will take on Canada, which beat the U.S. 5-1 in group play last week. The Canadians reached the title game with a 4-0 victory over Switzerland. Again, just one prep result from last night, USC gets beat in girls tennis by Fairmont 7-0. And that's Cheka Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, for KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.